Rabbi Nachman had Bikas Hagas in his lifetime to come to Eretz Yisrael. And a lot is written by Rav Nathan, the travels of Rabbi Nachman, his journey to Eretz Yisrael, his journey back from Eretz Yisrael. One of the klalim which Rabbi Nachman set or described in the idea of the journey to Eretz Yisrael is that he said that a person needs to have ma'ud katnas, a lot of katnas, in order to reach the state of Eretz Yisrael. And you see the bizyonis that he went through, which are described, that he encouraged, that he brought upon himself almost, from the understanding that in order to come to Eretz Yisrael, a person must reach a place of tremendous katnas. This, of course, is a very well-known idea. Shevel Yipot Tzadik Vekam. There's a lot of nefilah that a tzadik has to go to until he reaches a state of being, which is the state of being come. It's important to note, however, although there may be differences in hashkafa amongst tzadikim in regards to this point, that when we speak about the idea of nefilah, there's a nefilah which is circumstantial, that a person mamish has a nefilah in his life. And there's also a type of nefilah which is what's called a nefilah in the meichen. Now, meichen is a word which is generally used as a terminology in Kabbalah. We speak many times about the midos and about the meichen. Meichen are usually described as the three higher spheres, or four, Keser, Chachma, Bina, and Das, and the Midos are what's called Chagat Nehim, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchus. But generally, when the Sfar Makdoshim speak about Meichen, it speaks about Meichen the Godless, Meichen the Katnus, the state of mind, the state of being that the Tzaddik is in. The many times the Tzaddik goes under Zmanim of Nefila, which is called Nefila HaMeichen, that although he comes and he davens and he continues the same state as always, that he's in a state of Meichen de Katnus versus Meichen de Gadlus. When Rabbi Nachman therefore says that that a person has to undergo Katnus Ma'od Ma'od in order to reach the state, to reach the place, let's say, of Eretz Yisrael, know that in Pnimius what this means is Lav Davka, that a person has to have a tremendous falling or to undergo many bizyonis, or to have to put himself in a state of bizyonis in order to achieve the Eretz called Eretz Yisrael. What it means more in Pnimius is that in order for a person to achieve what's called a Bechin of Eretz Yisrael, which is what's called Tyrus Eretz Yisrael, that in Pnimius Eretz Yisrael is always not depicted and described as the place called Eretz Yisrael, rather Meichen de Gadlus, which is called Tyrus Eretz Yisrael. That Meichen de Katnus is a prerequisite to achieve Meichen de Gadlus. And this is the concept we spoke about not long ago, Man de Ihu Zeir, Ihu Rav, that a person has to reach a state of Katnus, a bittel of Ayin, in order to achieve a state of Gadlus. Many times, the bizyonis that a tzaddik has to go to, the concept is not that the bizyonis themselves are what's necessary, as we're explaining, is that the bizyonis bring the tzaddik to a place that he should be makir his shiflus in front of Hashem Yisbarach, to a place where he comes so low and understanding his true place in front of this awesomeness called Hashem Yisbarach, and then Hashem lifts him up from that place of nefila. That's the essence of Sheva Yipot Tzaddik Vekam. We find this concept highlighted by Yechezkel ben Buzi, one of the greatest Nevi'im who ever lived. The Radak points out, why is he called Yechezkel ben Buzi? He's really the son of Yirmiah. So the Radak explains that he's called ben Buzi because Yirmiah underwent tremendous bizyonos. That's why he's called ben Buzi. So this leaves us to explain, however, why is Yirmiyah called Ben Buzi just because he underwent Bizyonos, and why is it associated here with Yechezkel Ben Buzi? But of course, the idea is that Yechezkel comes from the word to be Choyzekel, that he was a Nevuah of the highest order. And he was Zeichet to those Nevuahs because of the Bizyonos that Yirmiyah underwent. So therefore, Yechezkel Ben Buzi means that he was able to see Hashem Yisborach because, due to the fact that Yirmiyah underwent such Bizyonos, that he's called Ben Buzi. This connection between Yirmiyah being called Buzi, we see the relationship, the correlation between Yirmiyah, which is a Lashon of Ram, and Buzi, which is a Lashon of Bizyonis, which are Shnei Hafachim. But the truly, in their essence, they go together along the lines of what Chazal say about the lot of Tefillah. The Gemara Brachas tells us that Tefillah is amongst those things which are Oymed Berumo Shel Olam U'Bnei Adam Mezalzalin Bahen. That it stands Berumo Shel Olam, this is the Bechina of Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah's Bechina's Berumo Shel Olam. Bnei Adam Mezalzalin Bahen, that's called Ben Buzi. Bizyonis and Bizoy and Zilzal. And what the Gemara means is that not as it would seem that Tefillah has the lot that it undergoes Bizyonos, and by the way, it's Berum Moshal Olam. The opposite is true. That it's Gufa because Bnei Adon are Mizalzalin Ba. That's why it's only Berum Moshal Olam. But many times there is such a thing that according to how much you are Mevaze it, you literally uplift it to go higher and higher. Like we find by David HaMelech. David HaMelech, that he was subject to tremendous bizyonos growing up. That he was literally the black sheep. And he says about himself, Evan Masu Habainam Hayisal Reshpina, that he became the Melech. And what that means, of course, is because he was Masu Habonim, because he was Mezazlin Ba, he reached the level of Beruma Shalalam to be Melech. And of course, David and Tefillah go together because David is the essence of Tefillah, Vani Tefillah. David's essence, that his lot is the lot of Tefillah. What that means is that a tzaddik understands that kefi the bizyonis that he goes through, he's zeichet to tremendous aliyah after time. That it may take sheva yipol tzaddik, it may take a lot of bizyonis, but sofa shal davar it will become, like we find by David HaMelech, that he was v'kam l'malchus. The same thing is true about the makom hatfila, which is the Beis HaMikdash. Like we see today, that the Beis HaMikdash is omid bizyonis gedaylim. That the Ishmaelim, that they go to the bathroom there, how much the mamish the bizyonis that the Makom HaMikdash goes through. And it stands in tremendous churban. That everybody goes to the Kosel Maravi and they say, oh, look at this, the Kosel Maravi, it's so beautiful, wah, wah. Right? The Kosel Maravi is just one broken, shattered spiritual wall, which stands b'neis. But this is the bizyonis, this is the simon of the bizyonis of the Makom HaMikdash. Of course, it's a simon as well to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. It's like the loose bones from HaMikdashim tell us. That the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt from that Kosel Maravi, which David HaMelech himself built. That's why I'm saying it never fell, because David built it himself. That was the only wall he had permission to build. But it's goofy because the Makom HaMikdash now is undergoing the bizyonis that it goes through. That it will be not just the Beis HaMikdash for Klal Yisrael, but as the pasuk says, "Ki beisi b'tfila yikorei l'chalu amim," that all the amim that they were mevaz of the Makom HaMikdash, they will ultimately realize their role in building the Beis HaMikdash. That kefi the bizyonis that they were mevaz of the Beis HaMikdash over the thousands of years, that will be kefi zeh the roim and the malas of the Makom HaMikdash l'asalave. And after the Beis HaMikdash, although now it's not called anything, and we never had a Beis HaMikdash which was called Beis Tfila. But the Beis HaMikdash will be called Beis Tefillah Yikar L'Cholam. That will be the Chiddush of the Bayis Shlishi. Because this is the essence of Tefillah. That Dafka the Bayis Shlishi, that it has the lot of Tefillah, that although Hashem didn't allow David HaMelech to build the first Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't that he stole it from him, Chalila, that he was reserving that David should come as Nishmas Mashiach to build the third Beis HaMikdash, that Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt by the hands of David HaMelech, the Ish Tefillah, the Va'ani Tefillah. He will build a Mikdash Shel Tefillah, which is the essence of this gufa, Evan Masu Habayinim Hayisal Rosh Pina. That according to the Bizyonis, which are Mevazah, the Nekud of David, so too he Zeche, to that degree, to the Malchus afterwards. When we speak about Yosef and the journey of Yosef, which began in Parshas Vayeshev and really comes to its conclusion in Parshas Vayechi, although the lifetime of Yosef, the legacy of Yosef continues on, the Arona Shel Yosef, which we'll speak about in Mitzvah Hashem, the beginning of the rise of Yosef is introduced to us in the very first pasuk in Vayeshev, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Meguri Aviv Be'eretz Kenan. This pasuk serves as a hagdama to the whole sugi of Yosef, because immediately after that, Yosef arises on the scene. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. So what is and how is this pasuk an introduction to the life of Yosef, to the journey of Yosef? Chazal tell us that Yosef is called from the Mechavivei Ha'aretz. Yosef is from the Chavivim of Eretz Yisrael, that he loved Eretz Yisrael, his children loved Eretz Yisrael, like we find by the daughters of Tzavchad, that in fact his children took two Chalakim in Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Meguri Aviv Be'eretz Kenan is telling us how and why Yosef HaTzadik emerged on the scene. Here you have Yaakov, after all the tzaras that he goes to, he decides that he's going to settle the land of Eretz Yisrael, of which Chazal tell us, Rashi brings it up in our, that Hashem says to Yaakov, Vasidas, and you're sitting here in Eretz Kenan, everything you think is good, you think your job is done, so I think I'm only have Shav Alasalava. But implicit in the fact that the Torah refers to Eretz Yisrael as what? Eretz Mugubi Arviv, Eretz Kenan. It's coming to tell us what it was which bothered Yosef. That Eretz Yisrael until now was not called Eretz Yisrael. It was still called Eretz Kenan, which means that it was still in the hands of the Klipa. It was still in the hands of the Chitzonim. And the whole Maila that Eretz Yisrael had up until this point was that it was merely Eretz Meguri Aviv. It was the land of the fathers of Yaakov. That Avram settled in that land. That Yitzhak settled in that land. That was the mile of Eretz Yisrael. But it was still called Eretz Kenan. And that was the taina that Hashem had on Yaakov. But you think that you could just settle here? That this is the Eretz Yisrael that I'm choosing to give to my children? And Eretz Yisrael, which is still called Eretz Kenan? The only mile that it has now is that it's just called Meguri Aviv. And this is what ached Yosef. This is what irked him. And therefore, Yosef comes on the scene. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. That he was a ben skunin, that he had tremendous chachma, that the whole journey of Yosef from beginning to end was one of the transformation of Eretz Kenan to become Eretz Yisrael. Gufa because Yosef is from the Mechayvavei Ha'aretz, that he loved the land and he wanted to see the tikkun of Eretz Kenan to becoming the land of Eretz Yisrael. So what does Yosef do? Yosef has his dreams, and from his dreams he understands tremendous direction in life. And part of that direction is, he understands the secret of Sheva Yipol Tzadik Bekam. That he puts himself under tremendous bizyonos. That he goes ahead and he conditions himself from the bizyonos. It was almost as if Yosef was looking for the bizyonos. That he spoke Lashon Hara about tremendous tzaddikim, the greatest tzaddikim of the time, about his brothers. Accusations about them, that he called them B'nei HaShvachos, I shouldn't say he called them B'nei HaShvachos, how he was mevazeh the Shvatim and how he treated the Shvachos. It could be, according to some Mefarshim, that he held that he was only the Ben Yisrael, but all the other brothers had dinim of B'nei Akum. All this in order that he should undergo the bizyonis that he went through. Because he knew the secret of Sheva Yipol Tzadik Bekam. And the more that Yosef went down and down, the more that he went up. Look at the journey of Yosef, that he was first belittled by his brothers, thrown into a pit in the Nechash and Akravim, brought down to the lowest place on earth, which is Eretz Mitzrayim, by who? By Yishmaelim, by Midyanim, by Seicharim, to the house of Potiphar, then into the boar of Potiphar, and then into the boar of the Beis HaMalchus. All that was Sheva Yipol Tzadik, one nefilah after nefilah after nefilah. Maybe there were seven, if we count them specifically, you'll probably find seven. And then you'll see Yosef is become. That he rises mamish to the highest place in the world. That he's sitting in the throne right next to Melech Paroi. And of course, this all goes back to the idea which Rabbi Nachum was describing, that in order to come to Eretz Yisrael, which is to the place of Malchus, a person needs to undergo tremendous katnus, which was that Yosef endured in order to become, because he knew the recipe, in order to become the Melech Mitzrayim, which is the beginning of Yosef's avoda of creating Eretz Canaan to being Eretz Yisrael, which we'll need to describe in Mitzvah. One of the qualities that the Torah describes about Eretz Mitzrayim is that Eretz Mitzrayim is a place which is Megadel Pishton. Pishton. The Nilus, which is the Nahar Mitzrayim, is the very first river of the four rivers which emerge from Gan Eden. The Torah calls it Nahar Pishon. Rashi says Nahar Pishon is Nahar Mitzrayim, and it's called Pishon al Shem HaPishton. That Eretz Mitzrayim was a place which grew Pishton, flax. We find that when Yosef becomes Melech Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us, Valyalbish oso bigdei sheish. Sheish is from Pishton. Right? Pishton was the Begid of Malchus. If you take a look at the Sfar Makdashim, Yaakov Ruveni brings it, Chida also brings it, that Yosef, like Paro, knew the secret of dressing up in all white clothes, in all Pishton. And for that reason, that this Begid called Kulo Pishton had certain schools to it, which Yosef knew just like Paro knew. The Paro knew that Yosef was a big chacham because he knew the secret of Pishton. And that's why the Sfarim say that he put on him a Revit HaZav on Al Tzavaroi. That the Zahav on top of the Begid was supposed to neutralize or to be Machnia Yosef to Paro. Ayin Sham in the whole Inyan. But be it as it may, the whole Segula and the Inyan of Mitzrayim is one of Pishton. We know that the Ma'il of Eretz Yisrael is quite the contrary. Eretz Yisrael is the place of Tfua V'lechem. The Shevach of Eretz Yisrael is described of Eretz Chita U'Saora. That Eretz is a place which is Megadel Lechem. And the difference between Lechem and Pishton, of course, is that Lechem is Meichel Adam, and Pishton is Meichel Behema. It's not Shayach for an animal to make Lechem. Only a human being can make lechem. It takes meichin, it takes das in order to make lechem. Whereas Pishton is meichel behema. Yosef's journey down to Mitzrayim and the whole institution of what Yosef did in Mitzrayim, what do we see from Yosef? That he comes to Mitzrayim and he tells Paro there's going to be famine in the land. And he turns Eretz Mitzrayim upside down. Literally, he starts taking people, B'nai Mitzrayim, and sending them from one place to the next, scattering them all over the place, that they should all be goylim, Rashi says. Then he makes it topsy-turvy. The whole objective of Yosef was in order to bring Mitzrayim into such a state of shiflas, and Eretz Mitzrayim into such a state of shiflas, in order to condition it to be able to be Megad Alechem. Because the whole idea is in order to come to Meichin, Meichin the Godless, which is the whole Indian of Lechem, is that a person first needs to come to a place of tremendous shiflus for katnus for ayin. And the whole idea of 7 years of Ra'av, 7 years of Ra'av, is in order to be Meshabir, the land of Eretz Mitzrayim, to bring it to a place of ayin, in order that he should be rebuilt it afterwards to make it a Mokum of Eretz Yisrael. This is what Yosef wanted more than anything. To be Megala, the Nekuda of Eretz Yisrael in the world, but not just in Eretz Canaan. But firstly, to bring it to Eretz Mitzrayim. To be Megala Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, because it was Chayvav Eretz Yisrael. And the whole Indian of the Rav was in order to condition it, to make it Ayin, to make it Batal, to a Hachna, to condition it to be a Malkum of Eretz Yisrael. And he succeeds in that. That he literally brings Lechem, Lechem Amish, into Eretz Yisrael. That's what Yaakov says, that he sees Ki Yesh Shever B'Mitzrayim. Shever B'Mitzrayim means that he sees that Shever means Lechem, but it also means breaking. That he saw that Yosef was breaking the land of Mitzrayim in order to make Shever there, to make Lechem there. That Eretz Mitzrayim, which is a place in the world where there was no Lechem, there was only Pishton. That all of a sudden there was Lechem L'chol Mitzrayim. As the pasuk says, "Olchol Eretz Mitzrayim hayolachem." And the pasuk right after that says, "Vayitzak kol ha'amel paro lelachem." They're all crying out for lechem. Not just that they want food to eat, they want lechem. Who in the world ever heard of lechem in Mitzrayim? So what does he say? Vayomer paro l'chu el Yosef. Get go to Yosef. I don't know the secret of lechem in Mitzrayim. Only Yosef knows the ingredients, the secret how you bring lechem to Mitzrayim. And it could very well be that the whole inyan of why Yosef's gedula, that he became on the scene as the viceroy of Paro, came about by whom? By the fall of the Sar HaOfim. That the Sar HaMashkim, he was able to take his post again. But it wasn't just that the Sar HaOfim died, and the Sar HaMashkim lived, and Yosef made it to become viceroy by the recommendation of the Sar HaMashkim. No, it was the idea that Yosef, he replaced the Sar HaOfim. He became elevated through the death of the Sar HaOfim. As it says, Bezeas apecha teichalachem, that the word oifim comes from Bezeas apecha teichalachem, which is the ingredient to making lechem. That's why it's called the Sar HaOfim. It doesn't mean just break. It means Bezeas apecha. It means the schwitzing, the nefilas. The whole maila in the gedula of Paro was symbolized by the fact that Paro has a baker who bakes him bread. That lechem was a simin to malchus, and only Paro was allowed to have lechem. But here Yosef comes to Mitzrayim, and he knows the secret of lechem. And it could very well be that which the pasuk says about Potiphar, that he loved Yosef so much, and the pasuk says, "V'lo yada ito ma'uma, ki ima lechem asher hu oichel." So Rashi explains this al derech hazal, but derech mashal, that lechem refers to his wife. Right? The only thing which really Potiphar knew about the doings of his home was about his wife, because a wife is called lechem, and the wife in her relationship to her husband is called ki ima lechem asher hu ochel. But it could be pashup shan pasuk. Pashup shan pasuk means v'lo yada ita ma'uma, Potiphar knew nothing about Yosef ki ima lechem asher hu ochel. That the reason why he loved Yosef so much was because he fed him lechem. That Yosef knew the secret of lechem. That Yosef was Potiphar's personal Sar HaOfim. And in the death of the Sar HaOfim, he became Paro's Sar HaOfim. But much more than that, because since Yosef was seen by Paro as being Ein Navon V'Chacham Kamaicha, that he understood the secret of lechem, Ad Kedei Kach, that Yosef was able to see through the dreams of Paro, not just in a fila, which is why Paro was so worried, but he saw this is as being the transformation of Eretz Mitzrayim from being a Malkum Pishtam into being a Malkum of Eretz Yisrael, of a place of Klala into being a place of Bracha. And it could be that he saw this through the dreams, because the word Chaloyim and Lechem share the same osios. This is part of the Chachma of Yosef. And the idea, of course, it doesn't mean literally to transform Eretz Mitzrayim into being Eretz Yisrael, but the Moichin, bringing down Mochin of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Mitzrayim. This was what Yosef was able to do. That he took Mochin by being sold from Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan, to Eretz Mitzrayim. Yosef was able to be Malaveh, to bring down the Mochin of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Mitzrayim, to therefore bring Mochin of Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, to transform Eretz Mitzrayim into being a Bechin of Eretz Yisrael. Which is what he succeeded in doing. The whole secret of Goishna is one of, as the Mefarshim say, it was a Mokum of Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Mitzrayim. Yosef succeeded in doing that. There was a place called Goishna, which was Mamish Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Mitzrayim. And Halavai, he should transform all of Eretz Mitzrayim to being Eretz Yisrael. That's what he wanted. Not, he was Chavei Eretz Yisrael. He loved Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, it says about Yaakov in this week's parasha, Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, that he lived Achiyus Mamish there. Achiyus of Eretz Yisrael, the Achiyus there in Goishna. And it can even be just by Derech Remez that we know that Yosef is really called Yehosef. B'tzeisoi al Eretz Mitzrayim. That hey is merumas and what the Sfarim say, hey lachem zera. That Yosef, when he would give, he handed out by hand to each person who came to Yosef, he handed out to each person by hand, here's zera, go plant, hey lachem zera. That's called Yehosef. That hey called hey lachem zera, that he knew the secret ingredients of lechem, which, by the way, in the Kavanas of the Ari, when you say the words ha-moitzi lechem min ha-aretz, you have to accentuate the letter hey of ha-moitzi lechem min ha-aretz. That's the hey of called the hey rabasi, the hey lechem zera. That hey of Yosef. And Yosef, in many ways, was like an admor. You know how it is that if you come to get a bracha from the Rebbe, he doesn't just hand out to you, you know, by his gabbai doesn't hand you. Everybody comes and takes from the Rebbe himself, right? The Rebbe has to hand it to you. Why? Because the Rebbe doesn't just give you stamazoi. He doesn't just want you to have a bagel, want you to have an orange or an apple. He wants to give you the moichin. He wants to give you his moichin when he gives you these food. The food is an excuse that in that food he gives you moichin. So if the Rebbe gives you from his lechem, everybody takes from the lechem of the Rebbe. Why? He doesn't just want you to have bread to eat. He wants you to have his bread, his moichin. So when everybody has to come before Yosef, and he was makbid on that, Rashi says so that the brothers would come in front. But more than that, he wanted that every zera which he gave, he would give it from his own hand. Like the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzav, right? You have to get the dollar from him. He wasn't just giving you a dollar. Right? He wanted to give you his achdus. He wanted to give you a nekud of echad. His maichin he wanted to give you. But that's what Yosef wanted, that every single mitzvah he should imprint upon them, maichin the Eretz Yisrael. In order to transform the whole culture, the whole maichin of Eretz Mitzrayim to being one of Eretz Yisrael. Now coming to this week's parasha. It's very interesting. When we see how Yosef came down to Eretz Yisrael. Excuse me. How he came down from Eretz Canaan to Eretz Yisrael. It says that Yosef, that he went to his brothers, and he was not nislavid by Yaakov. And Yaakov regretted that. That's why I'm saying, Chazal say it, that Yaakov regretted, maybe all this happened because I was not melaveh Yosef to the brothers. And it's very interesting that when Yosef is sold down to Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us, Vayeshvu le'echol lechem, that the brothers made a party. But they sat down and they broke bread together. And that was the matzav from which Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. From a place of Vayeshvu le'echol lechem, that they ate bread. As if to say that the whole Yerida of Yosef's going down to Mitzrayim was one of Vayeshvu le'echol lechem, a yeshiva shalechem. And it could be that one of the regrets that Yaakov had in not sending or being malav to Yosef is that he was not malav him with lechem. That the ikri livoy that a person does is with lechem. Like we find by Avram in the Malachim. That when the Malachim came to him, and then Yaakov, it says, Avraham was malav them. It says, Avram hoylich imam l'shalcham, that he went, Rashi says, l'shalcham means to escort them, to bring them down to Sidon. We know that that Avram wanted to serve them lechem. It says ve'ekcha pas lechem, but there was a pagam in the lechem. He wasn't able to serve them lechem. It was nifkam, which could have been the whole reason why the whole shlichus was nifkam. That Yaakov Avram really wanted to save some, but he did not succeed in that. It was merumis, and a simon of that was the fact that the lechem became nifkam. And in fact, even the word lishalacham comes from the word lechem. Look at the word lishalacham, right? Has the word lechem in it to be malave belechem. And this really is the reason why, by Malava Malka, on Matzah Shabbos, right, the whole inna being Malava the Malka, which is Shabbos Malchasa, is that you have to be Malava the Malka into the lowest places. That the Malchus, which is the Shechina, comes up for Shabbos, and it has to go back down, of course, afterwards. And there's a very big dogish, and a very big inyan in eating Davka Lechem. Like the Gemara says, La'olam yasad arub shulchanu, la'kazayis, afidu la'kazayis pas. There's the inyan of Lechem by Malava Malka. Thus is the Iker. Alechem Cham, as the Sfarim say, to have some hot bread on Moitzi Shabbos. The Indian is because Lechem has the Koyach of Livoy. And Livoy is not just the Koyach to send down, but when you Malava something, you Malava them down, and that gives it the Koyach to come back up. Malava Malka Moitzi Shabbos is not just a way to escort the Shabbos out. It's the beginning of the preparation for next Shabbos as well, because if you don't escort your guests when they leave, who says they're going to come back? You want your guests to come back again. So mamish in the nekuda of escorting the Shabbos out, which is the very last maisa which we do with the Shabbos, that's really the beginning of the preparation for the coming Shabbos. As soon as Shabbos leaves, you're already preparing for the next Shabbos. And that's done through lechem. And it could be that the reason why Yaakov felt that he had failed in escorting Yosef is that he did not escort Yosef from a place of lechem. He didn't serve Yosef lechem. And that's why when Yosef is sold down to Mitzrayim, it says, Vayishu lecho lechem. They ate lechem. That there was no lechem by Yaakov and Yosef. And it could be that's why when Yosef sends messengers, his brothers, to go bring Yaakov down to Mitzrayim, what does he say? It says, the Torah says, Bar velechem umazoin la'aviv la'darach. That he sent him dafka lechem, to be malavim, as if to show that the whole chisaron was that he didn't escort him with lechem. That lechem has the koyach to be malavit, to ensure as a preparation that there should be a shmur, that when you go down, you're going to return. And Yosef never returned because there was a chisaron in lechem. What's very interesting, if you dive in the lashon of the psukim, that it says that when Yosef was conditioning Eretz Yisrael to becoming a place, Eretz Mitzrayim, to becoming a place of lechem, of meichin the Eretz Yisrael, it says, Vayaver, Vayavor, b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, v'ta'as ha'aretz akmatzim. Vayavor, b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim means that he did an aveira. Like the Sfarim say, the Zohar says, when I said, Va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim, the Zohar says that Hashem did an aveira by coming into Eretz Yisrael on the night of Makas Bechares. Vayavor, b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, v'ta'as ha'aretz means that he made it into Eretz Yisrael. That it was like a big aveira to do so. It was like an aveira lishma. Vatas ha'aretz. Stam aretz in the Torah is always Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Torah says. That when Paro invites Yaakov and the brothers to come live in Eretz Yisrael, he says, Ve'etno lachem es tuv Eretz Mitzrayim, ve'ichlu es chedef ha'aretz. Look at the difference in the terminology. I'll give you kol tuv Eretz Mitzrayim, ve'ichlu es chedef ha'aretz. Stam aretz is Eretz Yisrael. That he's pledging to them, I'll give you the best and the finest of Mitzrayim, but also Chedef Haaretz here. We also have a Bechin of Eretz Yisrael here. That's Goshen, that's the Lechem of Eretz Yisrael, which Yosef was able to plant in Eretz Mitzrayim. And it could be that the reason why when Yaakov is about to die in this week's Parsha, that Yaakov lays a huge favor onto Yosef, and he says, please, whatever you do, don't bury me in Eretz Mitzrayim. Then until now, it was probably assumed that Yaakov would be buried in Eretz Mitzrayim. That's what they probably thought. But he asks Yosef for a very heavy favor, and he makes him take a shvuah on it, that he will not allow him to be buried in Eretz Mitzrayim, have to bury in Eretz Yisrael. Why would he need a shvuah? But the teretz is like this, that if you have big she'ifas, and if your whole life goal is in order to transform Eretz Mitzrayim into being Eretz Canaan, which is really Eretz Yisrael, and that's what Yosef's entire plan was, because he's Chavi Eretz Yisrael, he wanted that Eretz Mitzrayim should become Eretz Yisrael. Imagine if you take a man whose name is Yisrael, and you put him in the ground called Eretz Mitzrayim. You know what you do when you do that? You take Mitzrayim and you turn it into Eretz Yisrael mamish. What do you get? It's literally pashut arithmetic. Take Yisrael and put him in the Eretz. What do you got? Eretz Yisrael, mamish. And had Yisrael been buried in Eretz Mitzrayim, that would have been Yosef's goal, the whole dream. This would have been everything. He could have literally transformed Eretz Mitzrayim into becoming the place called Eretz Yisrael. In his mind, this was probably the beginning of Schalta de Geula. That it begins right here. I'm going to turn Eretz Mitzrayim into Eretz Yisrael, and from here we're going to go back to Eretz Canaan and turn Eretz Canaan into Eretz Yisrael. The whole transformation of Vayeshev Yaakov, Eretz Megurei Yaakov, Eretz Canaan, which we started with, this was going to be the culmination of the conclusion after all these years of tremendous kindness in the Fila. How much Yosef desired to come back to Eretz Canaan, turn it into Eretz Yisrael. Like we find, Shevet Ephraim, they left Mitzrayim early to come to Eretz Canaan, and they were smitten on the way. But they wanted, because Eretz Ephraim is the seed of Yosef. They wanted nothing more than to return to Eretz Yisrael already and to make the transformation. But that's why Yaakov needed Yisrael. Needed Yosef to make a shvuah. Because he knew that the whole plan of Yosef all along was based on this, that Yaakov will come down to Mitzrayim, we'll bury him in Eretz Yisrael, we'll make Eretz Yisrael out of it. And Yaakov makes him take a shvuah, do not bury me here, this is not right. This is not how it's going to happen. Your plan is off. This is not how I see the Geula taking place. And Yosef has to conform. He has to listen to his father. He's machni himself to the das of his father. and he brings them to Eretz Yisrael. And this is the beginning of the kibush, that Yosef, he does go into Eretz Yisrael. He's the one who's entrusted to bring Yaakov, that to bury the man of Yisrael in Eretz Canaan, and this is the beginning of the transformation of Eretz Canaan to bring Eretz Yisrael first. But not that he should be buried in Eretz Mitzrayim. And in fact, they follow, and they Yosef, the Aron Shel Yosef, leads Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim into Eretz Canaan. And they follow the Aron Shel Yosef into the Yam, and into Eretz Yisrael, and they win wars with the Aron, following behind the Aron Shel Yosef. Yes, the Aron Shel Yosef does and is Kaivish Eretz Canaan to being Eretz Yisrael. But not like he had hoped that in his lifetime he should do that alive, it was only in his death. But he succeeded. He succeeded many years later. Not in the way that he had thought that it would be. This, by the way, is the Indian of Chanukah. That's why these parts have been during Chanukah. What we see from here is that Eretz Yisrael is not always determined by are you living in the land, are you not living in the land. The real Bechin of Eretz Yisrael is the Meichin of Eretz Yisrael. That Eretz Yisrael has layers. There's a Chitzonius of Eretz Yisrael, there's a Pnimius of Eretz Yisrael. And just like Yaakov was living in a land called Eretz Canaan, but that wasn't Mamish Eretz Yisrael yet. He was living in the land, but it was called Eretz Canaan. And of course, the Rav Shadr says in this week's Pasha, it's called Canaan as a Lashon Hachnah. That through Hachnah, which is the Indian of Nefila and Bittul and Katnus, you come to a state of Yisrael, which is Li Roish. That it's the Katnus, which is a Hechsher for the godless. But the whole idea that the Golus of Yavan took place literally in Eretz Yisrael was a symptom to the fact that the Jewish people didn't realize the Golus that Yavan had on them. This is not a Golus, they thought. We're in Eretz Yisrael. We have a Beis HaMikdash. Everything is good. This is not called the Golus, but it took the Kohen Gadol. Oh, Yosef had the din of a Kohen Gadol. That it took the Meichin of the Kohen Gadol to realize that no, this is called a Golus. Because if the Meichin of Eretz Yisrael are in Golus, then that's called Golus. Even if we're in the land of Eretz Yisrael. That they became Misyavnim. That through the Meichin of the Yavanim, they succeeded in transforming Eretz Yisrael to being Eretz Canaan. Because the Meichin of Yavanim was present in Eretz Canaan. Like Rav Aryeh Belzer, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, I mentioned this story recently, that the Belzer Rav, that he was makbid, that he only can have a dreidel which had the letters Neis Gadol HaYasham, even though he was living in Eretz Yisrael. And he made his gabbai go out and define until he found words Neis Gadol HaYasham, not Neis Gadol HaYapo. Why? Because he said, this is still Golus. That this was the Kavanah of Aryeh Belzer. This is not called Eretz Yisrael Mamish. Right? This is called Eretz Medinas Yisrael, or Medinas Palestine. Just because you're in the land of Eretz Yisrael, that's not what Chazal always mean when they say Eretz Yisrael. You have to have the Meichin of Eretz Yisrael. There's still a Golus today in Eretz Yisrael. Is this the Eretz Yisrael which the Torah speaks about? V'nasati gishmeichem v'itam and all those things? No. Because the Meichin of Eretz Yisrael are lacking. That's why the letters have on the dreidel are Goishna. Goishna means that even in a place called Mitzrayim, you can have a Goishna, which is because that's called the Meichin of Eretz Yisrael. Where the Meichin of Eretz Yisrael, all that's called Eretz Yisrael. That's why it says, Amda Malchus Yavan Harishra Alam Chisrael. Amad is Gematria Meichin. That the Meichin of Eretz of the Yavanim was in Eretz Yisrael. And this is the Indian of Ner Chanukah, that in order to light a Ner Chanukah, to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, you don't need some fancy menorah like we have. You don't even need a tea light. You can take the shell of an egg, Gildei Beitzim, you could put Shemen in it and be Yotzei Ner Chanukah. Why? Because what Ner Chanukah teaches is that you don't look at the Kalim. You look at the Meichin, you look at the light. That even if the Kalim are Shvacha Kalim, like Mitzrayim was a Shvacha Kali, but it's Shaykh to bring Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Mitzrayim, just like in the inverse, the Shaykh to bring Meichin of Eretz Yavan into Eretz Yisrael. That you have to be Mestachel on the Meichin, which is the Nekuda, which is the Neshama, which is the Pnimius. Al Tistalkel Bakankan Elba Mashiach, but this was the essence of Yosef. He was merely 30 years old, Ba'amdoi Lifnei Paro, where he stand with those Meichin in front of Paro. Yet he said, Ein Novim Vachochan Kameicha. That he's Ben Zakunim, the Targum says he was a Ben Chakima. That although his kelim was shvacha kelim, but he had tremendous meichin which he had from Yaakov. And that's really the whole secret behind the Rashi Tevus of Nachal. The Halak Ner Chanukah, there he says, Nachal is Lashon Nachala. That when you light Ner Chanukah, even in Chutz Laretz, you can draw down Nachala Seretz Yisrael. You can make Goishnas, like the dreidel, wherever you are, even in Chutz Laretz, you can bring that meichin to Eretz Yisrael. Because we don't always measure Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael by the Makom of Eretz Yisrael, but by the Meichin of Eretz Yisrael. This is the Nekuda. And this is the journey of Yosef. This is the whole Inyan of Yosef, that he was Mechavev Eretz Yisrael, that he wanted to transform Mitzrayim and Eretz Canaan. That many times the tzaddik has nefilas, and that nefilas really shiftless and bizyones and meichin dekatnas in order to achieve meichin dekatnas, which Rav Nachman means in order to come to Eretz Yisrael means the meichin of Eretz Yisrael. Mante'i uzi'ir ihu rav, like we spoke about, that a person can achieve tremendous meichin dekatnas, meichin Eretz Yisrael according to the katnas which he sees. We should be zeichet to see kibesi beis fili kari chol amim, because girl tzaddik may have a minu amim.